Narcissist abuse. I forgive myself. You should too.
Hi there, this is Tracy, and tonight I'm going to talk to you about something that kind of just occurred to me. It's a new revelation to my mind on this journey of understanding narcissists and the relationships that I have had with two of them. The journey has been long, and I want to say that, you know, my first narcissist, which is 2X, was my husband for 10 years. And I can honestly say that at the time, I did not think that there was any abuse going on. At the time, I believed, and as did everyone else, because on the surface, in this presence of company and family, 2X would put on a show, and if we went somewhere, you know, just the attention that he gave me and the love that he showed me for 10 years felt really real to me. It was something that at the time, and I want you to think about this for you too, because this is in a piece of forgiving yourself. In that time, that 10 years, I thought I had a good life and it was enough. And I wasn't really being abused in the way that the normal person thinks of someone punching you or hitting you. But now that I look back, and I didn't even become aware of 2X, which is now 4 years ago, until January, I found out about narcissists, and then I started to figure out exactly how it tied into not only 2X, but 3X, and that's how I started this journey. But I want to say that in that time, I couldn't see abuse. I want you to forgive yourself. You didn't waste 10 years. You didn't waste whatever time you just had. During that time, they were good. Don't forget that. Because if you steal that from yourself, because the whole thing was fake, then you're never going to trust yourself. You didn't do anything wrong, and you know how to love. You honestly loved. That's all you could do. You can't help that you were conned by someone that does this, you know, as a sole purpose of being here on the earth. You cannot judge yourself for that. You cannot blame yourself. And you must remember, oh yeah, there were good times. And I'm sure there were shitty ones. Everyone has them. But the way to heal is to kind of get them out of your system and just say, you know, we did have fun. He sucked in the end, and he sucked again in the end, the other one. That's what narcissists do. And until the end of either one of them, I never saw it. But then when I saw it in 2X, I saw these eyes, these hollow eyes that like didn't even see me, like just threw me away and just sat there like appalled at like that I was some sort of crazy that he'd ever had a fight with. And I hear that very commonly, that narcissists build all this up and make this grand finale, and a lot of the times the victims never had a fight with them. I thought I was alone on that. I thought that, you know, there's a lot of people that are being verbally abused and other things, but for all of the times that I had, I was never abused. I know that there were issues now. I'm learning more. I can't wait to talk to my son when he comes home from college soon and find accountability and hope that he can see that he wasn't at fault either. And I want you to know that the only way to heal is to get them out of your mind, get them out of your heart. And it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying I'm cured today, but I know that with education and learning about narcissists, learning about my role as a codependent, learning what a codependent was, with that, I'm getting stronger. I think I'm getting a lot stronger, a lot faster, because this is something that happened and it was so catastrophic that anyone would not blame me. In fact, they would probably think it was more normal for me to be under the table right now and hiding from the world because of what happened. And instead, I am educating myself. I am continuing with my life and my job and my family and grocery shopping. I'm maybe not doing laundry as often, but that's okay. Plenty of clothes. I'm doing the best I can. And you will too. And hang in there, because there was good. And don't deny yourself that, because we found out it was fake. To us, it was Prince Charming. Prince Charming isn't real either. And yet, we all think that he's out there. And guys think that, you know, our princess is out there. We'll find out about that. But for now, I just wanted to tell you all the lesson that I just learned about forgiveness and forgiving yourself. I don't know that I'll ever forgive either one of them in the sense to tell them. But in me understanding, I can release some of the hate and some of the hurt, and I'm just gonna get stronger and pretty much fuck them. That's it.